In the wake of the Charleston shooting that left 9 dead at a church, a Charlotte activist has become somewhat of a household name. Bree Newsom scaled the South Carolina State House flagpole to take down the Confederate battle flag as the debate goes on regarding its location. Newsom spoke to WFAE's Sarah D'Elia at the Little Rock AME Zion Church in Charlotte. Newsom started the conversation by describing what was going through her head as she climbed the pole.
Just very focused on the task of hand as I was climbing up, because I got to make sure that I'm safe. I wanted to make sure that, you know, everything was remaining as calm as possible. So I was constantly also talking with the police and just letting them know, like, this is a peaceful action. I didn't want anything to escalate. And then once I climbed up and unhooked the flag, I was first just taken aback at how simple it was to just unhook the flag and take it down. It's quite a simple act. And just really feeling this personal sense of triumph and of having overcome my own fears and the fears that, you know, had been aroused in me by the Charleston massacre and just by what this symbol represents.
What has surprised you the most?
I honestly didn't expect people to view it quite as historical. Primarily because as soon as we were, you know, down in the jail, within 45 minutes, we were told that the flag was back up. So I was, you know, down in jail assuming that maybe it hadn't made much of an impact at all or much of a statement at all. And so then once I got out and saw how much it had resonated with people, I was really kind of surprised, honestly. And to be compared to Rosa Parks, that I was really, I almost feel bad, like, to say that I didn't anticipate, you know, it resonating with people on that level.
There's been a range of reactions to you scaling the flagpole and bringing down the flag. And some of them have been positive. A lot of them have been positive, especially locally here. Some have been negative. And some have been kind of in the middle. There are a couple of tweets that I want to read. One is from Senator Marlon Kimson of Charleston, and he said, "There are two ways the Confederate flag can be removed forever. Citizens, please enact legally or we lose." How do you react to those tweets? I mean, was this the right thing to do?
Quite frankly, to be blunt, that's a bit like saying that Rosa Parks, by refusing to get up from her seat, was making it harder to integrate the buses. I mean, that's just, I don't support that logic at all.
How did you prepare emotionally?
It was very difficult because I couldn't tell my family what I was doing. And so I just kind of had to have some time alone when I would just kind of reflect on it. I thought about, like, the Freedom Riders, what that must have been like. And I'm not trying to necessarily put myself on the same level as what they were dealing with in the 60s, but just in terms of, like, really understanding that there are a lot of people who made change, they had these same kind of nights where they had to really sit and contemplate, were they prepared for the consequences of being arrested, for the consequences of being a target? Where I am today is because of what they were willing to do then. How can I not do it now for the people that come after me?
To be able to talk to you, I talked to a publicist. And when I came here today, you know, there was a police officer waiting for me. Is security and your safety, is that more of a concern for you than it was 3 weeks ago?
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, let me put it this way. The Charleston massacre highlighted for me that we are still dealing with that kind of terrorism in America, the same kind of terrorism that, you know, folks were dealing with in the 60s, with churches being blown up and civil rights leaders being assassinated. The following evening when we had a prayer vigil here at this church, it kind of highlighted for me, I mean, we had security concerns. There's just a level of danger that we deal with, unfortunately, in this country when we are doing social justice work, because there still is this element.
You have become a symbol in this movement. How does that feel, and what role do you think symbolism plays in a movement like this one?
Symbolism is extremely important. I mean, the part of the reason why the March on Washington endures so much is because that was a very coordinated symbolic action of Martin Luther King speaking in front of the Lincoln Memorial. And so with us, it's the same thing. You know, when we're deciding for it to be a black woman to take down the flag, to hand it to a white man, these are all very specific things that we're trying to, you know, communicate to people, because symbols are one of the few universal languages that we have. And so when you see that image of me holding the flag, that's a symbol of empowerment. That's a symbol of toppling oppression and fear. I just want to make sure that the conversation and the interest doesn't end when the flag comes down, because it really is about so much more than the flag. At the same time, I feel that that's kind of the responsibility of people like me, of people who are organizers day in and day out, that we don't allow it to simply fade away, because the real work begins after the flag comes down.
How do you weigh the negative of what could happen to you personally, your safety, physically, emotionally, versus deciding that this was a movement that you wanted to be a part of and a symbol you wanted to become?
I I don't like to talk about it too much because I know it makes my family a bit uneasy. But I mean, I had to come to terms with the fact there could be dangers involved in it. And you just have to decide sometimes how much you believe in something. I believe very strongly in it. I believe enough to make it my life's work. This is something I intend to continue doing until I die, is to fight for human rights and to fight for equality and justice. And then just also as a Christian, that's my work. To live is Christ, to die is gain. If I'm living, I'm doing the work of Christ. If I die, I die doing the work of Christ.